Breaking news. There is an all-out attack on the media coming from the highest levels of government. Donald Trump just celebrated the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show after Kimmel made innocuous, not even harmful or offensive remarks about Charlie Kirk's death. Now, right-wing media is celebrating cancel culture to another degree, and Donald Trump is using the power of his presidency not only put pressure on these companies to cancel their late night shows, but he's now calling for the cancellation of Seth Meyers and of Jimmy Fallon, meaning Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel have already been canceled. He's trying to cancel two more late night shows. Not only do I want to break down Donald Trump's posts, but Sinclair Broadcasting themselves, the media conglomerate Sinclair that owns a lot of local and national stations, is calling for some insane stuff as it relates to Charlie Kirk. They want to put a pro-Charlie Kirk segment in the place of Jimmy Kimmel. Like, what? It makes zero sense. It's fascistic. And let's just start here. Donald Trump said 1 hour ago at the bottom, quote, "Great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President DJT. I really urge you to go watch my last video covering this as well, because I go in depth on Donald Trump's posts about Jimmy Kimmel. But finish this one up first, because he's now calling for Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers to be canceled. Here's the thing. A lot of the companies that own these shows have to at some point go through mergers or buy another company or go through the government in some respect. Donald Trump is using the government, using the executive branch to make sure that shows are getting canceled or plucked off or lawsuits are getting paid in the process. Remember, ABC paid $15 million to his presidential library for no reason, because Trump just randomly feels litigious and launches these lawsuits. Trump then said, throughout all of this, he then said, quote, "I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization." Does anyone even know anyone in Antifa? I've never met a single person who's actually in Antifa. Antifa stands for anti-fascist as well. He then says, "I will be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter." They are directly targeting left-wing NGOs. They are directly targeting organizations and mechanisms that fund any sort of liberal politicians, because they're trying to connect it to some random 22-year-old from Utah that grew up in a Republican family. Sinclair Broadcasting, the conglomerate that runs a lot of ABC stations, all the ABC stations locally and nationally, says this. Sinclair says Kimmel's suspension is not enough. Calls on FCC and ABC to take additional action. Sinclair's ABC stations to air a special remembrance of Charlie Kirk during Jimmy Kimmel live time slot on Friday. This is batshit insane. This is absurd. Quote, "Sinclair, the nation's largest ABC affiliate group, objects to recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel." If you want to hear the comments, go check out the previous video. "As discussed on ABC earlier today, Sinclair decided to indefinitely preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live beginning tonight. Following these discussions, ABC has suspended production of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Quote, Mr. Kimmel's remarks were inappropriate and deeply insensitive at a critical moment for our country," said Vice Chairman Jason Smith. I'm sorry. His comments are insensitive. Donald Trump came out that night and said that radical left lunatics did this and that organizations need to be targeted. Donald Trump 2 weeks ago said Chicago should be under siege, at war. I've covered this relentlessly. Charlie Kirk himself has said things about Martin Luther King Jr. He shouldn't have done his work because the Civil Rights Act was a mistake, and Joe Biden is a dementia-filled tyrant who should be given the death penalty. Charlie Kirk said Joe Biden should be given the death penalty, and all of a sudden he's some saint that we can't even criticize. To continue reading this, quote, Sinclair's ABC stations will air a special in remembrance of Charlie Kirk this Friday. Sinclair will not lift the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live on our stations until formal discussions are held with ABC regarding the network's commitments to professionalism and accountability. Sinclair also calls upon Mr. Kimmel to issue a direct apology to the Kirk family. I say that Jimmy Kimmel should hold the line. I will promise you all one thing. On this show, we will continue to hold the line. There's no outside investors. Nobody can tell us what to do or what to say. We will continue to push back. And I want to bring you on to the next segment. To further break down the gravity of the situation, I'd like to welcome to the channel our lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan, a first-year law student at the University of Virginia. Micah, can you break down just the insane demands that Sinclair is making?
Not only are they announcing that they're not going to broadcast Jimmy Kimmel's show anymore, but they said they're actually replacing his slot with a slot that's remembering Charlie Kirk, and they're demanding that Jimmy Kimmel himself pay the Kirk family a big donation, but also TPUSA a big political donation. Now, for those who don't know, Sinclair is an enormous broadcasting company. They own tons of local TV and news channels, and they're currently trying to get a merger and acquisition approved by the Trump administration. Yet another company that is groveling and trying to do everything they possibly can to make Trump happy with them, so the so that the Trump administration does not use their power against them. This is just one of many examples, Adam, and it's really frustrating to see.
And the examples are just right out in the open. Donald Trump has attacked our most prestigious universities, from Columbia to Harvard University. Donald Trump has attacked multiple law firms to get them to bend the knee. And what do you do when a rogue executive branch is attacking you, sinking endless money into trying to take you down? I mean, some of these media news corporations are bending the knee. The amazing thing is, at the Mocker Media Channel, we have no outside investors, nobody like that. We will never bend the knee. Nobody can ever tell us what to say. I always say I could just make my video shirtless if I wanted to. Literally, there's no one above me to stop me or anything. We just say whatever the hell we want. But to continue, can you break down what happens in a democracy broadly when you begin to see these attacks from the executive branch against law firms, the media, universities, et cetera,
right? So, you know, what happens is whenever the federal government is weaponized against anybody who goes against the will of the current administration, well, all of the rich and powerful end up bending the knee, right? Because they fundamentally care about their economic interest. And increasingly, the room for opposition shrinks over time, right? So not only will media companies not broadcast any message that's against the current administration, not broadcast any news that's disfavorable to the current administration, but they won't employ anybody who has something critical to say. We're seeing enormous amounts of firings and layoffs of people who have rather benign negative comments to make about Charlie Kirk or the Trump administration, because these companies are scared, and they're right to be. We've never seen the federal government's force used in this kind of way. Whenever we created these agencies, we created these agencies to protect the public from corporate abuse. Now they're being weaponized for political purposes in an unprecedented way. And the ultimate goal is that there will be no room for opposition, because everybody has to work somewhere, right? And if you can't have a job and be critical of the Trump administration, if you're at risk of being fired for expressing your political opinions, well, what's going to happen? A lot of people are not going to express those opinions. And that's exactly what they want.
It's called the chilling effect. You create a broader chilling effect where now other colleges, for example, see that Harvard was sued, see that Columbia was sued, and they begin to preemptively bend the knee and change the way they teach, change who they hire, change their behavior. Same way, the same thing happens in media. You begin to target people, publicly intimidate them, say insane things, as Trump said in those Truth Social posts I read off earlier in the video. Then you create a chilling effect where the media then begins to preemptively bend the knee. Again, we will never do that. But another difference is, this is coming in a top-down way from J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, Elon Musk. Rich and powerful people are calling for the firings of people in just every normal, like everyday normal jobs. There are 19-year-olds who are working their first job who have been fired for some random post they made. There are teachers who have been teaching for decades who have been fired. People have been fired from all different positions for innocuous, like random comments they made, saying, you know, I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk, but he didn't deserve to get shot, and he seemed kind of hateful. Boom, you're fired. It is public intimidation to the highest degree. If you appreciate the commentary, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you check out Micah Irfan in the description below. You don't want to miss him. You do not want to miss him. Subscribe to him below. Micah, thank you. Peace out.
Thanks, Adam.